Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I think many of us have heard the terminology work wife or work husband. And it seems almost like that's become the new norm. It seems that a lot of our friends or coworkers have one of those. Maybe even some of us have a work wife or work husband. You know, we hear the terminology emotional affair a lot, where somebody's confiding in someone outside of their marriage for emotional support. We also hear probably some of your friends and coworkers, and even maybe yourself, where you feel like you're going out with your friends a lot or your spouse is going out with their friends all the time, and it doesn't seem like they're making time for the family dynamic. And it's interesting because many of you might actually be feeling alone, and you've been married for 15 years. And it's interesting, all of these things are symptoms of what I like to call the roommate situation. And there's many people right now all around the world, all around this planet, who are dealing with that exact situation. It doesn't matter where you live or your background or what language you speak. The concept of the roommate situation is very real. Many people fall into this trap in their marriage after several years of marriage where all of a sudden it feels like the fun is gone. There is no more fun. There is no more excitement. There's no more connection, and it seems almost like it's two ships passing in the night. You know, you, your spouse gets home, or you get home, and maybe you eat dinner watching TV, and you go to bed, and you call it a night, and you do it the next day. You get up, you go to work, you leave, you do that, you go to work, you come home, you do the same thing over and over and over again. You know, maybe your spouse goes out with their friends, and you go out with your friends, and that's become the new norm. And, you know, going out with friends is not a bad thing. Having people that you confide in is not a bad thing. Having somebody that you can talk to about your emotions is not a bad thing. But it's just like, when did the marriage take a turn to where that person has not been somebody that you can confide in, or there's not that same connection there anymore? And I know that many people are suffering from the roommate situation now, and it can seem very overwhelming. And it's not just about, you know, some people think it's about the sex. Well, we haven't had sex, or we don't have intimacy. That's not the only thing that makes a roommate situation at all. That's definitely a piece of it. But it's not the only thing. And I think some people are, you know, wondering what's going on. You know, there was a time when we could really talk to each other. There was a time we had a lot of fun. There was a time when we'd sit up and talk all night. And then that has gone. That's gone by the wayside. And I know that age plays a part in it as far as not wanting to stay up all night and be up till 2 a.m. and all that good stuff. But, you know, it's all relative, right? It's all relative. And I think it's something to explore on Live Your True Life Perspectives. There's many videos that I've actually done, and if you haven't got the chance yet, maybe make some time here now or in the near future to go on YouTube and, you know, just go on and search up YouTube and put in my name, Ashley Burgess, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley Burgess, or you can put Life Coach Ashley Burgess in the search on YouTube and you'll find my channel. And on that channel, we put up new content at least 5 times a week. Short videos, long videos, but I have a lot of videos on the roommate situation, marriage. What's a marriage supposed to be? You know, how our parents' marriage impacted us. What is, you know, the roommate situation? How to understand the roommate situation? How to change the roommate situation? And all of these things take time, but yet it's really good to have that information and to be able to see that information and watch that information. And you can watch it multiple times to really, you know, understand that and take that fully in. And so definitely something that many people are dealing with, something that many people are going through in their day-to-day life, and solutions that haven't been found. And I think one of the biggest things about marriage that's so hard is that you've been with somebody for so long, and it's been such a long time commitment, that it's hard to, you know, and that's what actually keeps marriages together, I think, more often than not, is that time commitment. It's hard to leave behind the time commitment. You know, it's like anything in life. It's like, It's like, you know, being, you know, two classes away from graduating, you know, it's like you got to get it done, you know. It's like you feel like I put in all this work and effort and I got to do it, you know. However, it's like, you know, at what point in time do we begin to make changes? At what point in time do we do what we need to do? Because it might not, in that situation, might not be the right degree for you. You might need to take a change, you know, augment your direction. And I'm not saying that every marriage will be solved, you know, through working through this, but I think that it, given a chance, you can learn more about your marriage, learn more about what's happening, but better yet, have more of a, be able to have more of that conversation of what's really happening and be able to express yourself in a way where you can talk about different key points, or at least, you know, get your spouse to agree to come to somebody like me, like a coach or a therapist, to be able to get some help in having that conversation and opening the line of communication so both of you can freely talk without the other person shutting the other person down or, you know, interrupting or you know, leaving. And so sometimes that's necessary to have that medium in the room to basically be there to help you and guide you into some of these thoughts and allow everybody to have a safe place to speak. But, you know, it's interesting when we look at the roommate situation for what it is and we begin to understand it, you know, like when I was talking about the concept of the work wife, work husband, that's something that you find a lot nowadays is that people, you know, because there's an emotional distance, because there's an emotional distance to some degree, and that emotional distance is very real, you know, it's interesting because eventually you have to talk to somebody. Eventually there has to be some communication. Eventually there has to be some, you know, communication between people and some communication emotionally with people. And when you're not getting that in a relationship, you're going to be looking for that in other relationships. It's just the way things go. It's just the way things are. And so we definitely need to, you know, understand that people are going to go outside if they don't have that consistency or they don't have that ability to confide or speak with their spouse. And I think that many of you probably feel that way, where you don't have that emotional connection anymore. And maybe some of you feel like you never had that emotional connection, like you never had the ability to really talk about the things that mattered. Perhaps, you know, your significant other was more emotionally shut down or could not emotionally, you know, process things. And that could be interesting, too, because if somebody is unable to emotionally process their own emotions, they are not going to be able to process your emotions, and that's going to be challenging for them. And so you will be looking for someone to communicate with or to talk about your emotions in a certain way. And I think that's very important, and it's very important for us to analyze that. And so a lot of times people walk out, you know, or step out, or even not really step out. They just emotionally kind of maneuver around and over time find someone that they can communicate with. And usually they find someone who is also unable to really communicate in their household and in their marriage. And so that forms a bond. And so we hear about work wife and work husband a lot. And, you know, a lot of times people joke around about that, but I think it's very real. You know, I think it's very real because both of those people are depending on that other person for emotional support. And they're not getting it anywhere else. And so they're going to need to lean on that person for emotional support, lean on that person to be there for them. And that is a very important aspect of life. And I think that's where we have a lot of these emotional affairs where, you know, people are talking to someone else. They are, you know, opening their heart and bearing their soul to someone else. And I think that's, you know, something that most humans have to do. I think most humans have to have that interaction. And if they're not getting that, they're going to seek that somewhere else. Just like if they were very spiritual beings and they weren't able to speak about spirituality in their marriage, they're going to need to find some ability to communicate that to someone else. And that's very important to understand, and that's something that we have to really get our brain around and see, okay, but you know, the other side of the coin is one person is not going to be everything. One person is not going to be everything to you. So that is something that we really need to know. And also, one person, or any person for that matter, is not there to make you happy. You know, we have to make ourselves happy. We have to also be there for ourselves in various different ways. And also, sometimes one person is not going to be able to be there for us in all different ways. And so I really want to make sure that we're looking at things honestly. I want to really make sure that we're also, you know, seeing the value of what we have and being able to see what's missing honestly in the marriage. Because until we really know what's missing, we really can't fix it. And until we acknowledge those missing pieces, we really can't do anything about it. So it's up to us to really analyze the situation, to see it for what it is, and to begin to proactively move forward with some sort of solution-based situation. So we got to have some sort of solution at some point, okay? And so I know that many of you are looking for a solution, but before we get into that, let's talk about the problem. Because the problem or the issue or the situation, let's just call it a situation, needs to be looked at and understood prior. So when we look at a marriage that's become more like the roommate situation, we have to understand that that's, you know, it's kind of a mindset change. And we have to understand that there's many things that go along hand in hand when that happens. And one of the things that I find in a roommate situation is that the conversations become pretty boring and they become pretty dull. Okay, so the conversations are no longer very interesting or thought-provoking. Instead, they're quite the opposite. And they can be very dull, very boring, and very different from maybe what your conversations used to be in the beginning of the relationship. And some of you may say, hey, you know what, I look back and honestly, we really never had deep conversations. And if that's the case, that's the case. And sometimes that's true for people. It's like, you know, maybe you got married. There was the moment in your life where you got married and this person and y'all happened to be in the same place at the same time and it worked out. And maybe there were some things missing then. And so we have to take into consideration some of those things as well, because a lot of times we might think that everything kind of fell by the wayside recently, and that might not be the case. There might be certain things that were lacking in your marriage from the very beginning. Now, some of you may say, you know what, that's not what happened with us. You know, the beginning was great. You know, a few years in, everything was good, you know, and then all of a sudden things started changing and waning, you know, and all of a sudden it was almost like you couldn't identify the marriage. And I know that some of you are probably there right now where you're saying, how do we get here? You know, how do we get to this place? You know, how do we get here? What got us here? And that's interesting too, to be able to kind of look back and see throughout the years the changes and augmentations. And I think many of you, you know, may have had children and have a family as well. And so that also is a part of it, focusing on the kids, focusing on the family, you know, careers and financial obligations and responsibilities also, you know, play a big part in the day-to-day role and what happens in the family dynamic. All these things are very important to analyze and understand. And all these things really go a long way for us to see how we got there and if we can turn back the hands of time to get back to where we need to go. It's not really about turning back the hands of time, honestly. It's about reinventing, you know, oneself, reinventing one's marriage. But I think it's also about reinventing oneself, because it takes two people to reinvent themselves to really begin to come together as you know, as a couple. And I don't believe that two people become one. I think it's two people coming in together in a union, where it's two people in a union, not two people become one. Because I think if we're becoming one, we're losing our identity, we don't have our individuality. There's a lot of codependent components there that I don't find very healthy in any relationship. And that's also another thing that could happen in a marriage, is that if you're losing your identity, you may be, you know, you may be questioning the marriage, because you're questioning who you become, because you're no longer who you were. You're no longer, you know, the individual that you felt like you were. And so you feel like you're losing your edge, or you feel like you're out of control, or you're confused as to where your life is heading. And that's some important information to take in, because if you feel like you've lost your identity, you know, in this marriage, we're going to have to be able to find that, get that back, or develop it really solidly at this point in your life right now. In the meantime, don't change the channel. I got more to talk about when it comes to the roommate situation, really identifying this, and then offering some solutions as well, because solutions are very important. But we want to pinpoint the situation or the problem, and really understand what needs to be rectified, or at least what needs to be brought up and talked about in a conversation to begin the conversation about this situation. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now, people ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being. And then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at Top.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm identifying the roommate situation in a marriage, when a marriage has become the roommate situation, and understanding a lot of the symptoms and signs. And, you know, we talk about work wife and work husband, and a lot of us do that in a humorous way, but yet that is one of the symptoms of being in a roommate situation where you're confiding in somebody else, you know, your feelings and emotions, and they are doing the same. And that can be very commonplace nowadays because people feel like, as if they can't communicate in their marriage, or maybe they felt like they never could communicate in their marriage. And again, you know, I do stress the fact that one person cannot be your everything, and you should never think that that's the case. And we actually have to make ourselves happy. It's not about that other person. But at the same time, you know, there are some symptoms and signs. And before the break, I was talking about how, you know, conversations have become pretty dull and boring. You know, the fun seems to be sucked out of the room. You know what I mean? It's not fun like it used to be. And you find some emotional distance between you and your spouse. And I think many of you, too, have been married for so long, there's a fear of sharing your thoughts. There's a fear of sharing what you're going through. there's a fear of sharing and how that person's going to react. And that is a big fear, you know, how somebody's going to react to some of your feelings, your thoughts. And maybe you've been holding these theories and thoughts and feelings in for very long, and you just don't even know what to do at this point. And that can feel very overwhelming, too. And I know that, you know, going to a coach or a therapist can be very helpful. I work with clients often on this situation alone, just being able to talk and prepare and open up and prepare to have those conversations. The longer we stay in our head with stuff, the longer, you know, it becomes a problem, the bigger the problem, the bigger the issue. You know, and that can really, you know, blow up. It can really blow up. And so I think that that emotional distance over time is really created because of that avoidance of conflict. And that avoidance of conflict is big. Avoiding conflict in the marriage, not wanting to have conflict, not wanting to deal with conflict. Because most people don't like conflict. And I think when people do like conflict, that's kind of a problem in and of itself. But most people avoid conflict. They don't want to have conflict. And so there might be some resentment that's harbored from things that have happened in the past, but people don't want to talk about it. Maybe there's some things that, you know, one person wants to talk about, but they just, you know, they're just avoiding because they know that the other person is going to shut down or do the silent treatment or walk out or yell or freak out. And so there's that fear of the response and the fear of not being heard. And on top of that, it's also that fear of having that unneeded conflict that nobody really wants to deal with. I think that there's so much stress and anxiety in life already that we're already dealing with all the stress. We're already dealing with all this conflict. We're already dealing with all these issues. And those issues, you know, in life, outside of the marriage, everything else is like overwhelming enough that we don't want to also deal with this as well. And so I feel like a lot of the big issues get put on the back burner and a lot of the big issues are never talked about, but they get bigger and bigger and bigger, you know, day after day, year after year. And eventually something's got to give, right? Eventually something has to give. And I think that sometimes, you know, that's when, you know, somebody blows their top because, you know, the fear of what's going to happen eventually goes away. And then there's a fear of, am I going to live in this lifestyle forever? Am I never going to be able to speak my truth? What happens? Eventually, I'm going to have to speak my truth. And so that's always an interesting component. And so when I return, I'll be talking more about the roommate situation, really understanding it, really deep diving into it, and also providing some solutions of things that we can do to offset that, to be able to discuss, to at least open the lines of communication, to be able to start the conversations, because that's what's so important, is that eventually we have to say something. We can't just stay in silence. And I think that that regret is a big piece in life. You know, if we don't say how we feel, or we don't understand how we feel, or we're not able to articulate, we kind of sit there in silence, and we kind of mesh and meld that around and marinate in that, and eventually it just stresses us out. So stay tuned when I return to talking more about this. Don't change the channel. Live Your True Life Perspective with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. In touche.
When you go to TopLoss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now, people ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being. And then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at TopLoss.com.
USA News update. Two Orlando police officers are in critical condition after being shot during a traffic stop Friday night.
This is a sad day for our department. For the suspects out there, We will find you, and you will be brought to justice.
Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith. The officers are being treated at Orlando Regional Medical Center. A Texas judge is ruling in favor of a group of women and their doctors who sued the state over its abortion ban. Travis County Judge Jessica Mangrum Friday temporarily blocked Texas officials from enforcing the state's abortion ban against women who have pregnancy complications. Ukrainian drones targeted a Russian tanker near Crimea in the Black Sea, as confirmed by Russian officials and social media footage. The strike followed an earlier attack on a major Russian port by Ukraine on the same day. The growing naval strength of Kyiv has made the Black Sea a much more crucial war zone. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about the roommate situation and understanding if your marriage has become the roommate situation. And it's not all about, oh, we're not having sex, we're not having intimacy. That is definitely a piece of the puzzle, but there are other things that go hand in hand with the roommate situation. And before the break, I've been talking about how the fun seems to have gone away, how the conversations have become more dull and boring, about how there's emotional distance between you and your spouse, and that fear of sharing, and that fear of how they will react when you share. You know, I discussed the avoiding conflict concept about, you know, how we avoid the conflict. We don't talk about what's bothering us, how we can be harboring resentment, and how that can also create more of a physical, mental, emotional divide. But yes, now I want to jump into the sex component. Where did the sex go? And I think that's also a piece of it too, is that physical divide as well, because eventually, you know, our thoughts, you know, will divide us because our thoughts and feelings, you know, are super real to us. And at the same point, it's like that's going to eventually obviously divide us in different ways as well. And I know that some of you out there say, well, you know what, I never had a really solid, you know, sexual relationship in my marriage. And if that's the case, you know, going into it, you kind of realize that that was something that might not, you know, be at the level you wanted it to, but you offset it, you allowed it to be, because there were other pieces of the puzzle in the relationship that were working for you. And so, you know, being able to be honest too, because we need to have an honest assessment, you know. We need to have an honest assessment about the relationship. We need to have an honest assessment about the beginning of the relationship and understanding what was working in the beginning, what might not have been working very well in the beginning. And better yet, you know, kind of looking at that type of thing and saying, okay, I realize that this wasn't working well, I realize that wasn't working well, but these pieces were working well, you know, are these pieces still working well? And if they are, great. If not, then what needs to be changed? Or, you know, have I changed as an individual as far as what I want in my life, as far as what type of interaction and relationship I want in my life? Is that part of my reality? Do I need to accept that and see life a certain way? And I think that these are very important things because, again, remember, the marriage is the marriage, right? And that's important in and of itself. But the marriage is not just the marriage. It's also two different people. And two different people make up the marriage. It would be like two different people making up, you know, LLC, a company, right? You have two people coming together to form a company, right? And the company acts together and does things together and moves together and works together. But the two different people that come, they're not, it's not like they become one person. It's two different people. And so realizing that, again, you are an individual dealing with your own things, dealing with your own stuff, you know, dealing with your own problems, dealing with your own responsibilities, and those things have to be recognized and realized, and those are very important aspects here that we have that we need to also recognize and realize as well. Well, when we look back at the sex, you know, and say, let's say that you did have a really good sex life in the very beginning of the relationship. Okay, so what happened to it? You know, is there a lot of water under the bridge? Is there a lot of things that you feel distance from that things have happened? Is there a way to open that line of communication? We'll talk about that. You know, and sometimes it's interesting, too. It's like, you know, we find that people can, you know, not only get distant, but also get physically distant. You know, there's some people that can have physical, they can have sex, but they're not very emotionally connected. You know, so you're looking at various different sides of the coin. I'm not saying not to or to have, but I'm saying that, you know, we have to look at it from various different areas. I also believe that comparing our marriage to other people is not a good idea. Because if you're comparing your marriage to another person's marriage, you really don't know what you're comparing your marriage to. And I really want to stress that because I think that a lot of people do that. And they don't really know at all what the other person's dealing with. They're only seeing what they see, what they want to see, the version they feel that they see. They're coloring it in a certain way, either based on their feeling of lack. And that can happen too. It's just like, it's very interesting, you know, when you go out to dinner with folks and you listen to them talk and it's interesting to, you know, try to figure out what kind of marriage they have, but it's like, that's just futile because you really never know. I mean, most people put on, you know, a game face or most people, you know, it's just, it's not necessarily the way you see it. And also it can be smoke and mirrors based on how you want to interpret that marriage. And maybe the things that you feel are lacking and the things that you think that maybe they have or that marriage in particular possesses different from your own marriage. And these are things that really need to be discussed. You know, these are deep conversations that most people never have. They just don't. They don't want to discuss it. You know, they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to feel it. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to have any issue with it. They just want to go through life and deal with it and, you know, and keep getting that Medal of Honor for, oh, wow, we were married for another year. Oh, wow, we were married for another year. And that's great. I mean, I understand marriage. I've been married for a while. I understand that. But I think eventually sometimes we get into that whole rat race of counting the years instead of really working to make the stuff in between that really work out in the marriage. And that's something that we really need to analyze and think about. You know, when I was talking earlier about, you know, confiding in others, you know, having that work husband, that work wife, that's very important as well. That's another, you know, symptom of the roommate situation. And again, though, I stress that, you know, your spouse can't be your one and only person in your life. You have to be outside friends and family and coworkers and, you know, best friends and all that stuff that can really help make our life even more meaningful and interesting. So it's not just the only person. So I don't find problem in that by itself. I mean, we're looking at a lot of these together. It's not just one symptom. It's multiple symptoms that really create the roommate situation. You know, another symptom is that living that different life. You know, living different lives, really, you know, having trouble kind of meshing the lives together, you know, kind of almost going in two different directions. And a lot of times that can go hand in hand with not having joint plans for the future, or not seeing the future together, or not thinking about the future together, and that can be a big piece too. And I think that's because when somebody's looking for themselves, or they're wondering, or they're questioning their future, those types of things. Also, another point is, like, you know, you feel like you have nothing to talk about. And that can be hard too, and sometimes this can be because, you know, you've been together as long as you have. You know, sometimes many of you that are empty nesters after the kids have left for college or school or moved out on their own or got married or whatever happened with them, you know, that can be an overwhelming process too, is that you wake up one day and it's just you and your spouse and you're like, ooh, what happened here? What's going on here? You know, how did I get here? You know, what do I do next? You know, where do I go from here? And these are really deep questions. And these are questions that you really have to, you know, honestly, you know, get introspective on and think about that, because these things can make you really question, you know, a 30-year marriage. You can sit there and say, why did I get married? Why am I here now? What have I done? What got me here? You know, what am I dealing with? And what can I do to augment or change the situation? And I feel like this is really important because I think many people go through this. I think many of us are dealing with this on a day-to-day basis. You know, I have so many clients that talk about it. You know, they said, you know, hey, I just don't even know what to do anymore. You know, I have these thoughts in my head, and I don't know what to say or do, and I feel like if I bring it up, you know, I'm going to cause pain and suffering. I don't want to upset anybody. I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to make anybody mad. And so, therefore, you know, we have, you know, these issues, you know, that are playing a role, and that fear of discussing how we feel. And I think that's really important to understand and to think about, how do we begin to not only, you know, voice our opinion in a positive way, but also be open to other people's opinion, be open to the other person's way of thinking, and be open to finding solution. And so how do we begin to turn the roommate situation around? How do we begin to do that? And I think that a lot of times, by the time that we've acknowledged the fact that we are in a roommate situation, it's probably been quite a while. It's probably been a long time. It's probably not just been a couple of days. It's probably not just been, you know, oh, okay, yeah, I just realized this, you know, things changed yesterday. No, I think it's probably been maybe several years. You know, the average client that comes to me that's dealing with this, it's been several years that this has been going on. And they're just now kind of not only acknowledging the fact, but it's gotten painful. It started to get painful for them. It's starting to get painful as far as, you know, feeling unfulfilled. That unfulfilled feeling where it's like, okay, is this all there is? You know, is this it? You know, do I just have to prepare for this? Is this all there is? And that's a big question. Is this all there is? You know, and that's what a lot of people wonder. And then they get to a point where they go, you know what, I don't think it is. Maybe there's more than this. What do I do? How do I begin to look for that? But first off, you know, how do I do what's right in this situation and move forward the right way? Because I think that's important, too, is to be able to analyze and say, okay, hey, I've been in this marriage for this long. What can I do to see if I can move things forward in a positive way? If I can move things in a positive way, you know, move the pendulum in a positive way and feel really good, at least about being honest and being truthful about my feelings, at least being honest and being truthful of what I needed to talk about. And, you know, because I think that once you fall into these patterns, it's hard to get out of it because it becomes a program. Right? It's a program. It's a program, a constant program that we're, you know, that we're dealing with. And it becomes our what? Our new normal. You know, a lot of people were talking about how COVID was our new normal, but come on, we're talking about how this the marriage, you know, situation has become the new normal, and it's we accept all this stuff, and we kind of, you know, slowly things may get worse or harder to deal with, but it's not that bad, it's not that painful, but eventually one day you kind of wake up and go, wait a second, how did I get here? And I think the first thing that we can begin to do is to begin to start our own journal and thinking about what is important to me. What is important to me? What do I want out of this life? You know, what is it that I want to do in this lifetime? What is it that I want to experience in this lifetime? And, you know, can I do that with this other person? Can I do that with this other person in the state of mind or what they're doing right now? Can I do this in the state of mind that I'm in right now? That's a big question. These are very, very big questions. Can I do that in the state of mind I'm in right now? And it's important to ask that question. You know, I think also, too, it's like, you know, what is it that you want to achieve? What is it that you want to achieve? Really, really think about this. Really, really digest in this. Really, really go deep in this. Because I think that the deeper you go into this, the more you can begin to understand and reveal important things to yourself that you might not even know are important to you. You might not even know are very special to you. Because I believe that our goals and our pursuits are very important to understand. And in any relationship, you know, whether it's a marriage or a friendship or a family dynamic or even a business, we have to know the direction that we want to go in. We have to understand that direction. We have to understand what's important to us. You know, what ignites that, you know, passion flame, that direction that we want to attain. Because I think nobody wants to deal with regret in their life. Nobody wants to feel regret or deal with regret. And so this is something that does need to be discovered and thought about. And can this be tackled, you know, in a positive way in this marriage and being in this marriage? I think another thing that's important is also, obviously, communication. Communication is key, and being able to open the line of communication is very important. And being able to open that line of communication, being able to open that and communicate in a way that makes sense. And, you know, that communication is so valuable when we're able to communicate instead of closing down, you know, instead of closing down, instead of disengaging, but being able to, you know, communicate in a positive way, being able to talk in a positive way, at least being able to either be positive or neutral in our talk, but also have that strategy of, okay, I'm not going to be too defensive in my response. I'm not going to be angry to what the other person's saying. I'm going to at least be able to listen. And that can be really tough and challenging. And it can be hard for us to also articulate how we're feeling in a situation as well and fear that that other person, and fear that other person is going to make judgment or in fear that that other person is going to be upset, or angry or dismissive or avoidant. And all of these things are very important. All of these things are interesting to understand because I think this is how we go down that slippery slope. This is how these things happen. You know, this is how we fall into these pitfalls is we stop communicating. We stop having that conversation. And sometimes that conversation, you've tried to have that conversation in the past, but you were unable to have it, and you might shut down again, or you've tried it again, and that other person was not listening. And so there's various things, or maybe you tried to have a conversation, but you couldn't get out what out of your mouth what you wanted to talk about. And so, again, these are things that we need to think about. And I think sometimes it's best, you know, if we feel that way or we're having trouble being able to have maybe a third party that can help to facilitate an environment where everybody's heard, to facilitate an environment where everybody feels heard, where everybody can communicate and communicate their truth in a way that makes sense, but in a safe way, but also in a way where everybody can hear one another. And it's hard, though, you know, when you've been married to somebody for very long, you know, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear of abandonment. There's also, you know, a lot of fear of how that person's going to take what you have to say. And also the other way around is listening to what that person's saying and allowing that to be, too, is challenging. I mean, it's a lot easier when you're dealing with a friend or someone you haven't known that long, but somebody that you've known very long and you've had a committed relationship to can be challenging. So stay tuned when I return. I'm giving you more tips and tricks on how to deal with this and how to overcome this, or at least how to begin to open the lines of communication. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about the roommate situation and understanding that with regards to a marriage and how to understand if we are in the roommate situation. And, you know, in the last segment, we've been talking about solutions, ways of overcoming this, ways of moving forward, things to be able to open our minds to. And I think one of the biggest things is understanding what's important to you. Like, what is it that you want to achieve in your life? What do you want to do? What are the main important pieces that you want to do in your life? And that is so valuable to me to understand, because then you have to look around and say, is this helpful to what I want to do? You know, is this going to be supportive? And we need to talk about that, understand where each direction of each person is, the direction each person is going in, and very, very much understand the goals of each person, but very much understanding the goals that you have, and that'll really understand, that'll really help you to understand and process kind of things that you need to do. But not only that, but also understanding the environment you need to be in and the steps that you need to take to make that a reality. You know, the next step is that communication. Opening that communication, not closing down, not disengaging, you know, not avoiding. And this can be hard. In any marriage, it's hard because time is time. And the longer you're with somebody, the harder it is a lot of time to really state how you feel, to be honest with your feelings, to tell them what you're thinking. It can be very, very hard. And it can be very challenging. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people battle with, is I want to be there, I want to be transparent, but yet I'm worried as to how the other person's going to respond or take the information or deal with the information or understand the information. And that can clearly be an issue. And so a lot of times people will come to, you know, using a coach or a therapist like myself. You know, as a coach, I really work on, you know, really being able to listen to each person, asking the right questions, really interpreting certain things, but beginning with actually working with the individual, because the individual is where this starts. It's not just a marital thing. This is an individual thing. And being able to understand your goals and desires and how you feel and what you're going through. And then being able to kind of put together the pieces and understanding that marriage piece, and that can be very important to understand. You know, I also feel too that the unsaid things are the worst things in a marriage, is that there's a lot of people that leave, you know, they stack things, you know, and they don't talk about it. They don't discuss some of the things. And I think things that are left unsaid can bring a lot of pain and suffering, because it's like you wish that you would have said it. You wish you would have discussed it. You wish you would have had that discussion. You wish you would have been able to communicate that. And I think now, more than ever, we don't want to have much regret in our life. Instead, we want to have quite the opposite. And so I feel that if there's something that's being left unsaid and something that you need to vocalize, it's probably the time to vocalize it. It's probably the time to have that conversation. It's probably the time to at least begin to open up the lines of communication. The last couple of things that I want to talk about is that, you know, we want to achieve our goals in our own personal life, and we want to achieve our goals in our marriage goals, we want to achieve our life goals, and these are important. Really think about what those goals are. You know, also think about, are there goals that you two can have in common as well? Are there things that you two can do together, things that you can do together as common goals? And then last but not least, remembering that other person cannot make you happy. They can bring joy to your life, they can bring a smile to your face, but it's not about them making you happy. It's about you making you happy, and what is it that you need to do to make yourself happy? And that's very important. And I feel that the roommate situation, you know, it's really two people most often that are kind of going in different directions and then trying to process the emotions of the marriage. And I think that, you know, together this can be a real challenge. I mean, together there can be so much that you're dealing with, so much that you're having to go through. And that, to me, is a big eye-opener and something that we all need to deal with. And so definitely beginning with you and looking at you and deciding, you know, what is it that I need to work on my own? What is it that I need to work on with myself? What are the things that I want to do in my life? And then what are the things that I want to work on in my marriage? What do I want from my marriage? What do I want from this union? Also, how do we have those big conversations? Because the more we're able to communicate and the more closer we're able to get, the better the union is. And sometimes those are the not so fun communications. Sometimes those are the things that we don't want to talk about. Those are the uncomfortable conversations. And sometimes those uncomfortable conversations can be some of the most enlightened conversations and the most life-changing conversations that we can ever have. In the meantime, if you haven't already, check out the YouTube channel. And also check out the website, ashleyburgess.com. And, you know, we have video content up almost every single day on YouTube. And so check that out when you get a chance. Just check up YouTube and put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, or go to YouTube and put in Life Coach Ashley Burgess. There'll be another show coming up soon. And in the meantime, I hope this show has helped you. Please share it with any family or friends that you think need to hear the message. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time, you know it. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have 2 daughters and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent